Simply refusing
the way we were.
Ah, yes, to forget. Reminiscing with Gladys Knight and the Pimps from 1975. Try to remember the way we were. Ah, yes, indeed, she does deserve a hand. 28 away from 5 o'clock. Got yourself a Sunday morning, latter half of a weekend. Here's Billy Joel with his latest. And I guarantee you, he's got words of wisdom. You got to leave a tender moment alone.
Even though I'm in love,
taking a trip back to 1972 with Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, and it's too late to turn back now. We've done falling in love. Might as well go all the way. Let's get married and have those 2.5 kids. Go get a house with a double car garage and get at least a double mortgage. Then a few years down the line here, we'll get divorced and we'll send the kids on their way. And that's about the way it seems, doesn't it? Good morning. 20 minutes away from 5 o'clock with Michaels in the morning, and getting cooler. And real quickly, give you an idea of what to expect for your Sunday. KBOI is forecasting Treasure Valley weekend weather. Going to be variably cloudy again today. Also continued warm with a chance of more thundershowers forecast later on in the day, with a possibly brief heavy rains at times mixed with some hail and strong winds. So do be prepared for that. Otherwise, going to be a little bit cooler as far as highs are concerned, as we're looking for the upper 80s to lower 90s. Overnight lows tonight right around the low to mid 60s. Outlook for the recreation area weekend weather for McCall, Cascade, the Stanley Basin. Also calling for variable cloudiness, if I can get the words out right anyway, with showers or thunder showers very likely today, locally heavy at times, and expected highs calling for the low to mid 80s, overnight lows tonight in the mid to upper 50s. Specific highs today calls for 80 degrees in McCall, 86 for Twin Falls, 90 degrees for Emmett and the Nampa Caldwell area, 91 for Mountain Home, 92 for Ontario, and we're looking for a forecast high of 90 degrees in Boise. Currently downtown, with calm breezes, we're currently sitting at 62 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at KBOI. Question, how deep is your love? 1977 for the Bee Gees at KBOI at quarter away from the hour 5 o'clock, making it 4:45 on a Sunday morning. You might be happy to know that Vanessa Williams, remember her? She's the former Miss America. Well, believe it or not, she's scheduled to audition early next month, August 7th to be more precise, the part of Musetta, and that will be opposite Linda Ronstadt in the public theater production of La Bombe. And New York producer Joseph Papp saying that the, believe it or not, the audition was not arranged. Well, it was arranged 3 months ago, and it has nothing to do with what he refers to as the recent sound and fury over the pictures of Miss Williams in the Penthouse magazine that cost her title. Papp calling the flap over the nudes, very suggestive pictures, as in his own quoting words, self-righteousness, puritanism of the worst kind. Right on, Mr. Papp. I couldn't agree with you more. 62 downtown, the music now of Dan Hartman. Something you should be doing right now, and I can dream about you.
KBOI.
simply putting it that if first you don't succeed, you give it a second chance. Paul Anka at AM Stereo 67, KBOI. 5:07 on this Sunday morning. Currently, we do have 62 degrees downtown. Isn't it nice to get a little cool after all this hot, hot weather we've been having? Yeah, it's going to be one of them kind of days. I hope you're ready for it. And some more rain showers. Here's Robbie Dupree from 1980.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away. On the road, hot ride march. Out on the boulevard tonight. Hot ride march. Out on the
well, exactly 4 years ago this month. That's Robbie Dupree with his big hit called Hot Rod Hearts, KBOI. 5:03, good morning if you're just getting up and about and around and getting ready for another Sunday on the latter half of a weekend. Well, it's going to be another one of them kind of days, variable cloudiness along with continued warm and still a chance of more thundershowers later on in the day, along with that possibly some brief heavy rains at times and hail and strong winds, kind of what we had yesterday. It's just what you ordered, right? Up taking us up to 5 o'clock, here's the Beach Boys, 1968. It's like the Beach Boys and do it again. Good morning, it's 5 o'clock.
NBC News, good morning. I'm Don Blair. President Reagan spoke the official words, just 17 of them, formally opening the 1984 Summer Olympics last night in Los Angeles. Track great Jesse Owens' granddaughter, Gina Hemphill, brought the Olympic flame into the stadium, handing it to 1960 decathlon champion Rayford Johnson, who then lit the Olympic flame. The games begin in earnest today. 9 gold medals at stake, but yesterday, in addition to the opening ceremonies, it was party time. Dick Spangler reports.
Among the Olympic parties, publisher Bob Peterson, the commissioner of the Olympic shooting events, put on a rip-roaring Wild West show and barbecue for some 2,000 shooting athletes and officials.
And everyone likes to see the Old West, so we thought we'd create the Old West for them.
The coach of the Indian shooting team, Bala Shanmugam, said this was his first trip to the USA.
In New York, we stayed for just a night and the next morning. There's a lot of difference between New York and this place. There are only tall buildings, narrow streets. Here you breathe the fresh air. It's a wonderful place, I would say, and we enjoy every moment we stay here.
Shanmugam also said the Western barbecued ribs and chili were quite similar to some of his curry dishes back home in Madras, India. Dick Spangler for NBC News, Los Angeles.
More news in a minute.
State Farm is there. In Butte, Bozeman, Billings, Boise, Beaumont, Bangor, Bakersfield, Biloxi, Baton Rouge, Barstow, Binghamton. There. Just about anywhere you can run into trouble, State Farm is there to help out. Hometown service away from home. It's just one of the reasons State Farm is a better auto insurance value. Ask anybody who's insured with State Farm.
And like a good neighbor.
Ask a neighbor.
You're a businessman with an important and persuasive story to tell about your business or service. How to dramatize it? Radio. Radio commercials can use sound effects, humor, drama, and music to make your selling message memorable. The human voice is powerful. It can connect to the listener in a very personal way to tell everyone just how special your business is. Radio. Red hot because it works. For all the facts, call the station or the Radio Advertising Bureau.
In an operation which took nearly 18 hours, surgeons in Toronto yesterday separated a pair of Siamese twins whose home is Burma. They were 2.5 years old, joined at the pelvis and sharing the same genitals, but now only one of them is a boy. Hospital spokeswoman Claudia Anderson.
The children were returned to new quarters in the intensive care unit immediately following surgery, where two teams of nursing staff will look after them on an around-the-clock basis. Dr. Robert Filler, chief of surgery and the man who led the extraordinary surgical effort, said the operation went as well as expected.
And at Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, a 7-year-old boy is in critical condition following his second liver transplant operation in 2 weeks. Doctors say he is doing about as well as can be expected under the circumstances. Band leader Fred Waring, master musician, choraleer, inventor, is dead at the age of 84. Waring, closely identified with his Pennsylvanians orchestra and chorus on records and on early TV, died at a hospital in the eastern part of the state, which he truly loved. In addition to his famed musical touch, he more than dabbled in inventing and gathered a lifetime of royalties for his wearing blender. This is NBC News.
The old expression, you can't play the blues until you've paid your dues, always made good sense to me. I'm B.B. King. If Mother Nature held a jazz festival, no one would be able to sing the blues better than our national forest. Man, they've paid their dues. They've been burnt, fried, broiled, and charred. And you know what for? For nothing. For nothing. A cigarette butt callously thrown out of the window. A campfire that someone forgot. A trash fire left alone. And the whole forest suffers for it. Animals left homeless, burned and left to die. Starved when all of the food is destroyed. Man, they've paid the dues. So give them a break. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
A public service of this station, the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
National elections are set for September 4th in Canada. Ed Gress reports on one reason why more Canadians vote in their elections than Americans do in the U.S.
This weekend, more than 100,000 men and women are knocking on doors across Canada, securing preliminary information from prospective voters with the national election set for September 4th. Government enumerators ask residents if they are Canadian citizens and if they are over 18, the minimum age to vote. List of voters will shortly be compiled. Analysts say this is the reason why there is greater voter turnout in Canada than in America, where the voter is responsible for registration. Ed Gress for NBC News, Ottawa.
Jesse Jackson and a dozen black women leaders expressed their outrage yesterday upon hearing the news that Geraldine Ferraro had appointed two white women and a white man, but no blacks, to key spots on her campaign staff. A spokeswoman for Ms. Ferraro replied the three jobs were just the beginning. Don Blair, NBC News.
KBOI forecasting. Treasure Valley weekend weather is again variable cloudiness and continued warm with a chance of more thundershowers forecast later on in the day with possibly some brief heavy rains at times and some hail and strong winds mixed in there for good measure, so to speak. Looking for expected highs today a little bit cooler as we're looking for the upper 80s to lower 90s. Overnight lows tonight around the low to mid 60s. Outlook for the recreation area weekend weather for McCall, Cascade, the Stanley Bay. Also calling for variable cloudiness with showers or thundershowers very likely. Locally heavy at times with expected highs calling for the low to mid 80s. Overnight lows tonight in the mid to upper 50s. Specific highs today calls for 80 degrees in McCall, 86 for Twin Falls, 90 degrees for Emmett and the Nampa-Caldwell area, 91 for Mountain Home, 92 for Ontario, and we're looking for a forecast high of 90 degrees in Boise. Currently downtown with a few light breezes, 62 degrees. At KBOI. Nothing like musically kicking off the 5 o'clock hour of this Saturday. I'll make it a Sunday morning. Rita Coolidge, brand new from her, and Something Said Love. Good morning, 10 after 5 o'clock, along with Jay Michaels, welcoming you to a Sunday. 62 downtown, and the music of Gino Vannelli. Come on, really try. Shake up my hands like a dime. Gotta get back. That is a mystery from the Manhattan Transfer at KBOI, 17 after the hour, 5 o'clock on a Sunday. Good morning. Jay Michaels, happy to have you along. Currently, we are sitting with 62 degrees under mostly cloudy skies downtown, and a pretty good carbon copy of what we had yesterday. Weatherman is calling for variable cloudiness. Going to be continued warm, a little bit cooler, and a chance of more thunder boomers later on in the day.